Welcome to McIntyre's Next Level Life podcast, a place for entrepreneurs, leaders, and dreamers to awaken and be activated to their full potential. Are you ready to get out of the boat and experience your next level? Here's your host, Michael McIntyre.
Welcome, everybody. Michael McIntyre. Hope you're having a great week. Welcome to the Next Level podcast. Hey, listen, today we're going to talk about some things here that we'll explore ways to cultivate a positive and fulfilling week. Today, we're going to dive into 10 transformative practices that can serve as gateways to more positive existence. Yes? Yes. So we're going to start out with the first thing is one of the things I think is really interesting, you know, with social media, as you all know, we get into the comparison spirit, right? We get in, you know, comparing ourselves to other people and what they're doing or what they're not doing and how we're showing up or how we're not showing up. So the first thing is be unique. Yeah. You know, embrace your individuality and celebrate what makes you different because we're all different. We are. We have a lot of similarities, but we do have uniqueness. Each one of us does. And recognize that your uniqueness adds value to the world around you and to the people that you go into. So what do you mean, McIntyre, by uniqueness? Hey, maybe you just do things a little bit different. Yeah. Maybe your social media is a little bit different. Maybe the way you do business is a little bit different. Maybe the way you do your crypto mining is a little bit different. I don't know. Maybe you write letters a little bit different. Maybe you love differently. Maybe you show up as Jesus in a different way. Yeah. So be unique. I think it's real important. I think it's what separates us out there. And, you know, Elon Musk is very unique. Is he not? Yeah, he is. Really is. Donald Trump is very unique, right? So the uniqueness that we all have, that God gives us, is really good. So be unique. Embrace your individuality. Yeah. Don't be afraid of it. Don't try to be like everybody else. Be yourself because God made you that way. All right. Second thing is be love. Stacy and I constantly talk about this a lot. We say, hey, you know, we choose not to stand in judgment, but we choose to stand in love. Approach life with a loving heart. Show compassion, empathy, and kindness to others, and watch how love transforms your interactions and relationships. Listen, it's all about choice. Right? It's about, do you choose to love that person? Do you choose to show up different for that person? Do you choose to be love instead of fear or instead of hate or instead of angst or instead of doubt? So be love. Approach life with a loving heart. Compassion, man. Hey, you know what compassion is? It's empathy plus action. Because listen, empathy is good. Empathy means, oh man, I feel for you, bro. I feel for you, sis. I understand what you're going through. But when you sit there and bring, okay, they're having an issue. Maybe they need money. Maybe they need a motivational speech. Maybe they just need a job, right? And you can refer them to a friend. And so you're empathetic in them that they're hurting financially or hurting spiritually. And so you bring something to them. Maybe you bring a job. Maybe you bring a pastor. Maybe you bring a good word. Maybe you bring some scripture. That's compassion. That's what moves the needle. Yeah. So be love. Show compassion, kindness. Watch what happens. It's really good. All right. Number three, be truth. Yes, be truth, right? The truth will set you free. Come on. Live authentically and in alignment with your values. Honesty with yourself and others leads to a more genuine and fulfilling life. It's so true. You know, nobody enjoys the BS. Really. And most of us can spot it in a minute, right? So live authentically, right? And be transparent in that process. Be truth. If you're scared, tell somebody you're scared. If you're insecure, tell them you're insecure. If you're having doubts, tell them you're having doubts. If you're confident, be confident. If you know, if you have a situation that you're in and you're not sure about it, explain that out. Tell, hey, I'm not sure this is, you know, seek wisdom, but be truth. Be truthful with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. You know, 90% of the lies that we tell are to ourselves. And we tell our lies to ourselves and we buy them. It's so true. We buy those lies. So tell the truth, to be truthful to yourself. Hey, you know, I'm having trouble with, you know, this problem. I'm having trouble with watching this. I'm having trouble with eating. I'm having trouble not getting out of bed in time. I'm having trouble working out. Or maybe I just want to tell somebody I really love them and I'm scared because they might reject me. Ooh, the truth. Okay. I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference in your life. It's transformative. You get good at it too after a while. All right. Fourth thing, be kind. Nobody likes a jerk. Be kind. Practice kindness in all interactions. Small acts of kindness can have a ripple effect, spreading positivity and warmth wherever you go. Kindness. Random acts of kindness. Been movies made about that. Open the door for somebody. You know, pick up something. You know, maybe, you know, somebody's run out of, you know, they're short on money at the cash register. Buy them a coffee, whatever. Be kind. It's really being the hands and feet of Jesus. You know, you don't have to go out there and minister to somebody. You just need to be kind to somebody. It's really not that hard. And kindness really, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, get in line at, you know, the coffee place or Starbucks or whatever, and you buy somebody stuff behind you. You know, that's kindness. It's good. It's really good. You know, open the door for somebody. You know, I was at Lowe's a couple weeks ago, and somebody, this lady, elderly lady, bought a big bag of fertilizer. And she was asking for somebody at the cash register to go to help her take it to the car. And the lady was like, look, it's going to be a long time. You know, everybody's busy. I said, I'll help you do it. Now, was it out of my way? Yes. It was way out in the parking lot, and I had to leave my stuff back here, and I lost my place in line. But but I did it, and I did it because I wanted to do it, and this lady needed help, and I was going to do it. And she goes, oh, you're such a good Samaritan. Excuse me. You're such a good Samaritan. I thought, that's so kind of you to say. But it was just nice to be nice and be kind and help somebody out. And yes, did it delay me an extra 20 minutes? Sure did. But I got to be kind to somebody, and I think that's what Jesus wants us to do. And I'm a believer, right? So I want to be obedient to him. So be kind. Practice kindness in all your interactions. They really make a difference, even the small ones. All right, number five, be beautiful. Yeah. Hey, find beauty in the world around you and within yourself. Cultivate an appreciation for art, nature, and the human spirit. Listen, God created a beautiful place for us to live. Truly did. Truly did. And, you know, constantly cultivate that and look at that and admire that beauty, acknowledge that beauty. It's really important. And, you know, even everybody has something that's beautiful, right? just acknowledge it. Find beauty in the world. You know, I mean, it's easy to, like, I go to Colorado and look at the mountains. They're so beautiful. We go to the ocean, see the beautiful beaches in the ocean. It's so beautiful. But listen, the city can be beautiful too. And the people in the city definitely can be beautiful. And you know what? Sometimes you really have to look hard, but be beautiful. Find beauty in the world around you and within yourself, because it's there. Because listen, you were created in his image. All right. Number six, be moving. Stay active and engage in activities that energize your body and mind. Yeah. You know, listen, once you know, activity breeds activity. And movement can be a powerful tool for boosting a mood and promoting overall well-being. And movement creates wealth. It creates money. It creates things happening. You know, once things go in motion, they stay in motion. Activity breeds activity. Listen, if you're sitting around staring at, you know, the TV all day, watching Netflix or Prime, or you're playing video games all day, that's not moving. That's being stagnant. So be moving, stay active and engage. It energizes you. It creates, it gives you more creativity. Yeah. So be moving. That's number six. Number seven, be growing. Be growing. Embrace a mindset of continuous learning and personal growth. Listen, my wife, Stacy, she reads books constantly. I don't read as many books as she does, but I do get into movies and I do learn. I like true stories. Just watched a great, amazing movie recently, and a true story, which was very moving and heartfelt. And then I do read books. I like books about true things, or motivational books, self-help books. I really like that. So embrace a mindset, continue learning, personal growth, challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone and pursue new experiences. This is so true. We talk about this at Next Level Experience all the time. Nothing grows inside the comfort zone. It's okay to be in the comfort zone for a minute, just for a little bit. But don't get too comfortable in there, man, because you're not going to grow. Be growing. Step out of that comfort zone. That's where growth happens, outside of the comfort zone. All right. Number eight. This is funny. Be silly. That's right. Playful. Don't take yourself too seriously. Embrace your inner child and find your joy in the simple pleasures of life. Laugh. You know, when I preach, when I get up in front of an audience, I like to make people laugh. I like to make fun of myself. I like to be self-deprecating humor because it is funny. It really is. And I think it's fun to be silly and to be playful and to have a good time. Don't take yourself too seriously. I know, I can just imagine with Jesus and the 12 disciples, they'd sit around at night in the fireplace or out in the desert in the fire or whatever. I'm sure there were some good jokes being told. I'm sure they had some playful time, although they had serious times too. But being silly and playful, it really is good. It's to embrace that inner child. Yeah, come on. All right, number nine. I think this is the biggest one, but there's, you know, everybody's different. Be forgiving. Let go of the grudges and resentments. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, freeing you from the burden of past hurts. Stacy and I watched a really good sermon the other day with Landon Schott at Mercy Culture in Fort Worth, talking about deliverance. And he said the only way you can get deliverance, God told him this, and I believe this, is to forgive. And whatever it is, whether you've been abused by a husband or wife, maybe by a school teacher, football coach, you know, a pastor, you've got to forgive. If you want to be delivered and keep that demonic stuff off you, be forgiving. Let go of the grudges and resentments. It's a gift to give yourself. It's not about it's not about a gift for that person. It takes the burden of your past hurts, and then you can get delivered from that. Yes, let the Holy Spirit work on you. Be forgiving. It's a big one, man. All right, number 10. Be courageous. Be bold in Christ. Be bold. Have the courage to pursue your dreams and stand up for what you believe in. Boldness opens up new possibilities and people and propels you towards your goals. Be bold. Step out of that comfort zone. Step out of the boat. Yeah, it's scary. That's when you feel your heartbeat, man. Boom, 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 boom. It's the Holy Spirit working on you. Be courageous. Boldness. Okay. Have courage. How do you have courage? You bring God into it. Pray yourself up. Bring God into confidence. And I call it Godfidence. But courageous. Be courageous. Listen, Jesus didn't want to take that cross, man. He sat there and he prayed to his Father and asked him to take it. He sweat blood. He didn't want that, but he did it. He chose to do it. He chose anyway to do it because he loves us, right? So by, you know, taking these B's, these 10 B's, right, that I just talked about, it can be life-changing. Be unique, be love, be truth, be kind, be beautiful, be moving. Be growing. Yes, be growing. Did I miss that one? Be growing. Embrace the mindset. Yeah, continuous personal growth. Read, study things. That's right. Be silly. Be playful. Be forgiving. Be courageous. Yes, by incorporating these 10 practices into your daily life, and you can do it, you can open up gateways to more positive, fulfilling existence. Remember, positivity is a choice. And by choosing to embody these qualities, you can transform your life and the world around you. It's so true. And it starts with you. And listen, I know a lot of people, you know, look at self-help and, you know, reading scripture is great. You know, memorizing scripture is even great. You know, Isaiah 55:8-9 says, you know, my ways are not your ways. As the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts above your thoughts. That helps me a lot. I can do all things through Christ strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. These B's, kind of like Beatitudes, are all scripture. They really are. So listen, you got this. And I know some of us get down. I know we get financial things come at us, circumstances come at us. Everybody has circumstances. But just remember, just try to remember the 10 B's. And if you do, I think it's going to make a big difference. Here's the other thing too. Have a gratitude of attitude. Attitude of gratitude. Gratitude of attitude. Write down three things every Sunday what you're grateful for. Maybe you're just grateful, and I've talked about this before, maybe you're just grateful to have a car. Maybe you're grateful to have a job. Maybe you're grateful to be married and have children. Maybe you're grateful to have a roof over your head. Doesn't matter. You can go big or small. Maybe you're grateful for having financial success. Maybe you're grateful for, you know, for having a healthy body. Maybe you're grateful for overcoming that chemotherapy and did really well. So whatever it is, just come up. There's got to be some things that you can be grateful for. And then when you combine these 10 B's, man, all right, now you're going. Now you're working. You're going at it. And it's important because it's contagious for the people around you, the ones you love. Yeah. And it's generational. It's eternal. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, check us out. If you want to come to the Next Level Experience, we got another one coming up in June. I think it's late June. You can go to our website at themichaelmcintyre.com. Yeah. And we still have a few minutes. If you still want to register for this week's MBA, it starts May 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's virtual. It's really cool. We discounted this price like 99%. It's crazy cool. But it's virtual. So it's going to be great. It's going to be online and it's going to be live. Yeah. So check it out. If you want some coaching, if you're up for some coaching, are you coachable? That's one thing I ask all people. Hey, are you up for some coaching? Because if not, maybe. Okay. But if you want to make a difference, I'll coach you. Stacy and I coach a lot of people. Just go there and fill out a form and we'll be glad to help you out. And yeah, we coach people 4 months at a time. One call a week. It's about 90 minutes, 60 minutes rather. And you get access to us as well. So we help you out with your business. We help out with life, whatever it is that you need. Mostly we want to help people get to where they want to be financially and spiritually. Yeah. But we'll help you. We have some really good coaches, and Stacy and I do the coaching as well. So go check it out. Just go to our website. It's all there, themichaelmcintyre.com. Hey, share this podcast, if you will. Rate it and subscribe and share it. I appreciate you listening. I know a lot of you have been listening for years. I think we're on like 3.5 years on this podcast, or maybe 4. I can't remember. It's a long time, but it's good. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to Stacy and I. God bless you. And remember, everybody deserves your very best all the time. Yeah. All right. God bless. Take care. And thanks for listening.
If you're ready to activate and accelerate your results, taking your life to the next level, we've curated several experiences just for you. And if you're ready to start living out your full potential in life and business, our team of professional coaches are ready to partner with you. To find out more about how you can get involved with the McIntyre team or participate in upcoming events, go to themichaelmcintyre.com. Thank you for listening to the Next Level podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share.